episode 27 of Fat Man and His Father. I'm TJ.
And I'm Sean. I was waiting for that.
And this is the review show that reviews anime, movies, whatever. This intro is stupid at this point. Whatever.
Dragon Ball Z Cooler's Revenge, also known by its Japanese title, Dragon Ball Z The Outstanding Strongest Versus Strongest, or by Toei's own English title, Dragon Ball Z The Strongest Rivals. So, whose title is Cooler's Revenge if Toei's is the strongest? I guess Funimation, maybe.
Yeah, probably.
So, what does Toei do? Does Toei...
Isn't Toei the animation studio?
That was Funimation!
Funimation, isn't Funimation the...
Maybe it's a publisher? They publish it?
The publisher and the...
Dubbing?
Voice dubbing, voice? Yeah.
What the f*** is Toei doing?
Toei's the original animator, I think. Because they're animated
in... Sure, okay, but then why is the strongest rivals... Where's the outstanding strongest versus strongest? You know what I mean?
Well, it says Dragon Ball Z Cooler's Revenge, also known by its Japanese title, Outstanding Strongest versus Strongest. So I'm assuming the Cooler's Revenge is the English title.
Yes, 100%. Agree.
Right.
So but there should only be two titles, English and Japanese, correct? So why is there a third one? It doesn't make any sense to me. The Japanese title is said Outstanding Strongest versus Strongest. So, but if Toei is Japanese, because they're the guys that actually created
but if you,
it, why do they have a different title?
Because they have their own English title for some reason. That's what it says, Toei's English title.
The Strongest Rivals. Are you talking about Vegeta and Goku?
Because
I wouldn't call Cooler a rival. A rival's usually a good guy, maybe sort of a bad guy. And you fight him,
is this
and
you the get stronger. Is this the first movie Vegeta's in?
I think so.
So maybe it is.
So far, yeah.
So maybe it is just that, Strongest Rivals. Because they have to work together to beat them.
Anyway, fifth Dragon Ball Z animated feature film. Originally released in Japan on July 20th. Doesn't show the year, but I'm assuming 1991. It's just weird that it says July 20th down here, but the year is like a whole sentence before.
You can look down there, can't you?
Yeah, well, I can.
Okay.
It's just the weird the way that they structured it.
Okay. Whatever.
Well, yeah.
Alright, yeah. We're doing another Dragon Ball Z movie.
Cooler's Revenge. So is there a third Cooler movie? Because I remember Vegeta being in it, and we're getting through the movie, and I'm like, is there a third Cooler movie? Where's Vegeta at? I remember there being a Cooler movie with Vegeta. And then Vegeta shows up eventually.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, maybe this is it, but I still feel like I'm missing something with Vegeta and Cooler that happened on Earth. But it's not in either of the movies so far.
If there is another Cooler movie, it's not called Cooler.
Yeah, I thought it was Metal Cooler or something, but like Metal Cooler is in this one. Yeah. So I don't know. Maybe I'm just like crossing two different movies together, you know, and it's just the nostalgia and the memories aren't quite clicking.
Yeah, I have no idea. Because I don't think I've actually seen this movie before.
Oh, I've
definitely seen the parody of it, the Team Four Star parody of it, but I don't actually think I've seen this or maybe anything past this.
You have.
Okay. I don't know. Like, I don't remember seeing this movie before.
That's fine, but, like, you've definitely seen something
else. Well, like, I've definitely seen, like, parts of other movies.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's kind of my point.
That's what I mean.
But, like, maybe you've seen the whole movie, but, like, it's been so long you only remember parts.
That's possible.
That's a thing.
They are surprisingly short. Like, when we
started... 44 minutes, yeah.
I always thought they were longer.
Yeah, they always felt like an hour and a half, like, in memory.
Yeah.
But they're not.
No, they're
TV specials. Most of them aren't actual movies.
They're very, very short.
Yeah.
Anyway, premise?
Some alien machine or organism. You can't quite tell.
What's the name of it, Sean?
Cooler's Revenge.
No, the star.
I don't know.
The Big Getty Star.
I don't know.
That they said that's what it's called. The Big Getty Star.
I don't remember.
They call it that.
So whatever. But it like attaches itself to New Munich.
Uh-huh.
And it's sucking the life out of the planet.
Yeah. Why?
I don't really know. I think it's like inferred that like the computer organism thing that like infects Cooler is like working with him and like it just wants more energy for some reason. So it attaches itself to a planet. Maybe Cooler somehow knows Goku's relation with the Namekians, so he's like, oh, let me do this and I'll bring young Goku and Vegeta and all them to me. But that's never said. It's never spoken.
You know,
it's a weird plot premise for Goku.
All these movies have canonicity issues.
Yeah.
Which is fine. We accept that. But this one just has straight up plot holes that make no sense. Like, for instance, why are they taking a spaceship to Namek?
Yeah, Goku has a transformation and he uses it in it. And he used it to bring Dende to Earth. right?
Uh-huh, yeah.
So, like, he knows where it's at. It's not like he doesn't know where it's at. He's been there. Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. Also, Vegeta going Super Saiyan, where are you going to place this plot-wise where Vegeta can go Super Saiyan? Because Goku should either be passed out on pain meds or dead. There's no time in between.
True. Oh, second question about Vegeta. Was he in the spaceship? How did he get there?
Oh, so at the end, he had his Saiyan pod.
Oh, he had his own spaceship.
He was leaving, and he had his Saiyan pod, and he had a little microchip from Cooler, and he crushed it.
So did he follow them?
I guess. I mean, he is kind of riding Goku's
coattails. I know, but still, he just shows up out of nowhere. We don't see him at all.
Maybe they need me. It would have been an interesting subplot if he was originally going there to, like, use the Dragon Balls for some reason.
Yeah.
That would have been kind of interesting, but yeah, they didn't.
And then there's the fact that Cooler can use instant transmission.
Yeah. Oh, it's one of my favorite techniques.
Yeah. When did he learn that? Because he didn't use it in the last movie.
And he's way better at using it than Goku, but somehow doesn't continue to use it after, like, their instant transmission point. Like, you could have continued to win and dominate if you had just kept using that technique.
There is just a bunch of plot holes. Why did they bring Yulong and Yajirobe and Master Roshi?
Yeah, I mean, they never... I thought it would have been, like, for a reason.
Uh-huh.
And it just was never a point. They were just holding some center beams.
Like, I get Krillin and Gohan and Piccolo. Sure. They all were... The fighters. They were all on Namek.
Yeah.
So, they have friends. But the other three make no sense.
There's no reason for any of it. It's just movie fluff.
Yeah, it certainly is.
Like, trailers, like, ooh, look, Master Roshi's on new Namek. You know what I mean? Like, you could potentially market the movie in a weird way to get people interested.
Yeah. And then, like, they don't even, like, obviously Yajirobe and Oolong aren't going to take down anyone, but, like, you couldn't have Master Roshi defeat one robot?
Oh, I know, right? Like, he punched the robot. Oh, my hand hurts. Like, he could have gone in the muscle form and killed one.
Yeah, at least one, but no, he's just there to get captured. It's like, what's the point? Krillin gets his ass kicked, too, right away.
They have to, and the way they beat the robots, the minions are cooler, is, like, focusing their energy in their points of contact, so, like, their fists with it when they go to punch.
Punch harder.
Well, you're focusing energy into it. I get that, because energy is a thing.
Yeah, but they weren't doing that before. They're martial artists.
Apparently not.
So their plan was punch harder.
It's something
harder.
They never thought of before in Dragon Ball history. Putting energy into them.
Uh-huh. They just use the energy that lets it flow from their hand instead of it just... And why is the energy blast coming from their hand not destroy the robot, but when they focus it into their hand,
well,
it does?
Yeah, focus it on. Focus more energy into the blast.
Oh, okay.
And, like, Piccolo was like, I think I have a way to beat them. Focus your energy into whatever. And, like, I was like, oh, special beam hand incoming. Nope.
It was just like an energy release blast.
Yeah, it's the same thing happened with Goku, remember? He charged up and did the Kamehameha pose, but then it wasn't a Kamehameha, it was just a yellow-orange beam blast. Like, there was a couple of those.
Yeah, and like...
I wonder what decision that was for, because like, typically for a movie, you would give them their signature move, because that's the big moment, or give them a new move, but like, that's just energy blast. It was just weird. I wonder why... Again, maybe it's marketing stuff, like, oh, look, Goku's doing the Kamehameha in the trailer, but it's not blue.
I have no idea. This movie makes no sense a lot of the time. Like,
Cooler shows up, he's dominating, until he somehow dies.
Well, no.
For no reason. Goku overpowers
him. No. He's kicking Goku's ass, and then Vegeta shows up and saves him, and then two of them...
Then they're both getting their ass kicked.
And then they both get their ass kicked, and then they both finally take one down, and then...
Oh, no, there's more.
There's a thousand
of
them.
They've got the Soul and Boo gene where they can just come back.
Yeah, they just... Now there's 100 of them, and then we don't even see them get their asses kicked. Goku is like, oh, well, it was nice knowing you, Vegeta. He's like, shut up. And then we fade to them being defeated. And
well, sort of. Like, there's hundreds of thousands of Coolers coming at them, and they're... I guess they were defeated, because the scene opens up next and they're captured. But they're Super Saiyans while being captured.
Yes.
It's weird.
I don't have any answers for you. This movie has...
And then they suck energy out of them, even though they're beaten and defeated, like, thrice over. And, oh no, somehow there's more energy. Like, that's not really how it works. Like, they're almost defeated.
Yeah, they overpower the machine and destroy it.
Yeah. Which is fine, like, that's a thing, but, like, that's a thing for, like, a healthy new Super Saiyan, not one that's
right.
Been battled.
But to be fair, they did just wake up, so they did recover, so it may be... Since
no, they didn't recover. They woke up from being... concussed.
Yeah, but they weren't, like... I guess you have to be close to death in order to have to work, right? Isn't that how that sayings work?
What? Oh, getting more... Yeah, close to death and then healed. So, like, close to death and then, like, just back from the brink of death doesn't mean you're stronger. You have to be fully healed.
Right.
But whatever. It's just a weird move. There's really not much else to say.
Well, there's a whole side plot because we have all these other characters, so we need to have them do something. So they all get captured so that Piccolo can fight the robots.
And use his stretchy arms.
And use his stretchy arms and tries to go save them. And when he goes there to save them, it's over. The cooler is already defended. Everything just stops and there was no need to save everybody. And then the day is saved! And then, you know,
presumably get back on the capsule.
They get on the capsule and then the end scene is Vegeta crushing the microchip. I didn't like this movie.
It wasn't good.
There was too many plot holes.
And Goku, like, when he first shows up and sees the machines before he knows it's cooler, he's like, I'm gonna give you a chance to leave, because I'm righteous, and if you don't leave now, I'll be forced to fight you, and it's just weird.
It's robots!
Yeah, but even if it's not robots, maybe they could be alive robots, but it's like, they're enslaving people and killing, like, just go fight them.
Right, go fight them. I mean,
no one would say, oh, I'm sorry.
And it's not like Goku's one of those heroes that doesn't kill people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He murders almost every villain he comes across.
Well, any villain that doesn't join up. And even then, Frieza joined up.
Even so, like...
But, like, he didn't murder Frieza, sorry. He tried.
Plot points. Unless this character has plot points, he killed them. Like, didn't he murder the entire Ginyu Force?
Essentially.
So, and Nappa.
Frieza killed Captain Ginyu. Or not Frieza, Vegeta.
Yeah, Vegeta killed Captain Ginyu. And then he killed Nappa, Goku did. No, Vegeta killed Nappa.
Yeah.
He killed the Ginyu Force, though. Mm-hmm. No, Vegeta killed the Ginyu Force.
Not all of them.
Yeah, well, no, Goku defeated them, and as they were knocked out, Vegeta went over and finished them off.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I believe he killed one of the guys in the Babidi Saga. I don't. And when they go down for the layer, that weird tournament thing that he has going on.
He defeats the bug monster.
The one that's sucking up energy.
Yeah.
He blows him up with you.
Yeah. He's the same thing that he did.
He's not really ruthless. He just kind of does what he has to do.
But he's not against killing people. I'm saying.
Yeah. I wouldn't say he is. Yeah. I wouldn't say he's against it.
If it's for the good of the world, he will destroy it. And he did kill Frieza.
He attempts to plenty of times.
Right.
No, he tried to kill Frieza. He didn't kill Frieza. Frieza lived. Metal Frieza.
Oh, right.
Right? Yeah. I said it earlier. I corrected myself.
Goku sucks.
He can't finish it.
Yeah. Sure does. Not for a lack of trying. It's not like that righteous side of him. He just doesn't finish people off.
But in the movie, it's weird. They make it that righteous side for some reason. They've done that a couple times in the movies.
But he does do that in the show every now and again. Like, he stops Krillin from killing Vegeta.
Yeah, but that's like not because of righteousness. It's because he wants to fight him again.
I know, but still.
I think he even says that. Like, if you say you're sorry.
No, he says, you're thinking of the four-star parody. You're definitely thinking of that, because that's the joke in that one. In the show, he's like, if you don't give him a chance to repent, then we're no better than him, or something like that.
Whatever. Let's switch it up. It's not that great.
No, I think it's actually...
And it didn't have Disturbed in it.
It did not have Disturbed in it.
And not multiple Disturbed songs.
I think this might be the worst one. But it's not...
It's the weakest one.
Yeah.
It's still whatever. It's 44 minutes. It's a fun one.
It's not, like, terrible, but it's still...
It's animated well.
Yeah, I mean, as the movies progress, they get better and better, so...
Sure.
As far as animation's concerned, I'm not going to say the story, because there's some ridiculous stories coming up.
Yeah. But yeah, less than middle of the road 4.
Yeah, I think this is a 4. I think this is the worst one we've watched.
The weakest. Worst, it works, but that implies that it's bad.
But it's the worst in comparison to the ones that
we've watched. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So if we're ranking them, it's the worst. Yeah, yeah.
But weakest. I feel like it just fits better.
You're just a very... you're a Dragon Ball apologist. That's all you are.
I'm not a Holocaust denier. Kanye West.
Whatever. Bye.
See you guys.